Born in Chorrillos in the province of Lima, Peru, Susana Baca, a prominent Peruvian singer-songwriter and two-time Latin Grammy Award winner, is much more than just a singer to her country and to the world. Susana Baca is an influential practitioner of Afro-Peruvian music. Baca's influence on the musical landscape of Peru inspired her country to name her Minister of Culture, an honor that would position Baca as only the second Afro-Peruvian cabinet minister in the history of independent Peru. Baca honed her musical gifts while growing up in the coastal fishing village Chorrillos. Today, her music is a mixture of traditional and contemporary folk, featuring indigenous instruments such as the cajon, a wooden box with a hole on one side, first used many generations ago as a fruit crate.
La madrugada está ya como una estatua, como una estatua de alas que se dispersan por la ciudad.
Enslaved Afro-Peruvians adapted the cajon, initially as a chair and then as luggage for their personal belongings when they were transported from one plantation to the next.
Su larga copa larga, luna temprana por sobre el mar.
Baca's songbook, largely poetic, represents works based on traditional Afro-Peruvian genres like the landó, which smartly aids her delicate yet soulful blues-like sound. The inclusion of Cuban and Brazilian musical nuances give her music-making a unique worldly texture.
Pero para María no hay madrugada. Pero para María no hay mediodía. Pero para María ninguna luna. Alza su copa roja sobre las aguas. María no tiene.
Susana Baca, hailed not only as an important revivalist of Afro-Peruvian music within Peru, is according to many both an explorer and an educator. Today, she continues to fascinate the world with charming open stage performances, adding to the legend that Susana Baca is definitively more than just a singer. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.